the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The first USDA crop yield report this month predicted Alabama cotton to average 851 pounds per acre. But Steve Brown, Alabama Cooperative Extension agronomist, tells AgFacts.com that while there are areas decimated by dry weather and some by excessively wet conditions, he's more optimistic, expecting yields of 950 pounds or better. Brown says much of the late April, early May planted crop would benefit from drying trends in the next few weeks, with boll rot already appearing in some fields. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the American Farm Bureau, and other groups applauded the appeals court decision allowing intervention in a case regarding gray wolves. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals will allow the coalition to intervene in the Defenders of Wildlife versus the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and defend the previous administration's delisting of the gray wolf. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall says the Gray Wolf is an Endangered Species Act success story. National Farm Safety and Health Week is September 19th through the 23rd. The National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health says about 100 agricultural workers suffer a lost work time injury every day. National Farm Safety and Health Week has been held the third week of September since 1944. This year's theme, Protecting Agriculture's Future, reminds everyone that the cornerstone of sustainable agriculture is healthy and safe workers. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.